show, I mentioned to you that the Sasol gas hike is expected to absolutely shake the economy. It is a front page story in the Business Day. And I'd said to you, we're going to get some voice on it. I mentioned that this was an estimation by the Industrial Gas Users Association of Southern Africa. And we have their executive officer of industrial gas, Yaku Human, on the phone. Yaku, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Ofuwe.
Won't you please explain to us the methodology that's changed and how it will affect gas prices in the industrial space?
Correct. So I just need to briefly go back to around about 2012 when the Energy Regulator of South Africa, which supposedly need to regulate the gas price, adopted a methodology which was contested in 2019 at Constitutional Court level. At the Constitutional Court, within the Constitutional Court judgment, of course, the guidelines were given and set down by the courts to the regulator to set a certain price methodology. The second price methodology, the one that is now playing out, of course, has been adopted and approved for Sasol gas in July 2021. At that time, the industrial gas users then raised concern with the regulator to say that these prices, to your question, that are linked to international hubs for LNG and natural gas will basically exceed, will increase quite significantly over the year. This was further exacerbated, of course, by the Russian-Ukraine situation. And now we're sitting with a gas price playing out as we speak that are linked to foreign markets that has got no bearing on conditions on the ground in South Africa.
And this is quite frustrating. I mean, Sasol has defended its price increase. They say that they've not applied the maximum allowable price determined in terms of the 2021 NERSA price decision. Is that correct or is that yet to come?
So the headspace that Sasol referred to, I'm talking about the pricing headspace that Sasol refers to, has been provided for by NERSA, you know, and this is basically the nub of our High Court application to have this completely irrational methodology overturned. Now, if you really go to the letter of that methodology, prices by Sasol could increase by up to 200-250% quite easily at present. However, Sasol decides only to apply 100%. Now, the 100% or 200%, it doesn't matter what that ceiling is. The fact is that the current price basis is completely irrational and it's arbitrary.
And so, it's far off the cost-driven base.
Of course. So it's far off the cost base. It's sucking about 325 million rand a month out of the economy. And where one of the key guidelines of the Constitutional Court, the ruling in that was that you have to anchor Sasol's selling price at least to its cost base, you know, and that clearly is not happening. Where prices are now anchored at the ceiling height, where it should be anchored to the floor, you know.
Yaku, I mean, do we have any recourse here, or is it that when NERSA makes that call, should we have said something in July 2021?
Correct. So NERSA did instigate a process in April this year where they said they will adopt a new interim methodology, clearly seeing that the current methodology does not have the desired outcomes. That methodology is under review, and that was one of the key surprises we got, or the market got from Sasol last week, saying whilst this process is playing out, we will simply double our price. So NERSA is busy with the review process of the methodology. That is true. Time is of the essence because this price has already been implemented. We also embarked on a High Court application, as I mentioned, in December last year to have this methodology formally approved. And we have also approached the competition authorities for assistance.
Is there any likelihood that NERSA might extend this application to other sources of energy? I'm thinking we always hear from Eskom that they are increasing tariffs on a I know this is not necessarily your space, but they always speak about increasing tariffs on a cost recovery basis.
Yeah.
Could they extend their ability to compare with international tariffs?
Well, Rafael, I suppose this is the big irony. In most of NERSA's price-setting work, they anchor price on cost, you know, whether it's Eskom, whether it's infrastructure, storage, anything like that. The irony here is that for gas in particular, they're going the other way. So my view is that it is unlikely NERSA should be doing what they should be doing in law and economics, and that is ensuring that there's a fair and equitable price for energy in the country.
Certainly so. Yaku Human, thank you so much for giving us that perspective. Executive Officer, Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa. And we'll look out for the results of that finding in court. Really appreciate your taking up the charge. It's 8:01.